So I am talking with the one and only funny man, Sinbad, that I grew up with watching in, like, I guess all of America. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
So I understand you are back in theaters doing a one night only movie. It's called Make Me Wanna Holler, and it brings The Last straight from Detroit to U.S. cinemas this summer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the movie theaters will be just one day only, one night only, August 22nd. It's cool. I went back to Michigan, which is Detroit. I call it Make Me Wanna Holler. There's just a lot going on in the world right now, and it was fun. It was a great night. It was just a lot going on. We got music going on. We even got some gospel stuff going on. It's a big project.
When you talk about a gospel flair being added, what made you add that flavor to Make Me Wanna Holler?
My dad was a minister before he passed away, so I put some stuff in there, you know, talking about being a preacher's kid. We actually got some gospel music stuff going on. It's a little twist that I talk about. I don't give it away.
Well, let's not give that away. And I know you've always done stand-ups. I know you're still touring and traveling on the road. So where are you at now?
I'm actually in Kentucky right now. I've never been off the road doing stand-up. Always, every weekend, I've been doing stand-up.
Besides doing stand-ups, what else do you got going on right now?
Oh, man, yeah. You know what? We're actually going to do some writing again, do some more movies, do some more TV. I'm even putting some web stuff together, some little web ideas I got. It's just my son, you know, he's in STEM school. My daughter, you know, age, she sings and she does acting and writing. So we're actually going to really take this thing to another level. I'm ready to do something else.
Well, you've made so many laugh, and I just wanted to know for, I guess, my generation and the upcoming generation, what are some things or some tips or some inspirational words that you would give someone inspiring to be a comedian?
Terry Moore. I actually discovered her in a beauty salon in Louisville, Kentucky. But the game has changed a lot from when I started. I mean, how to get in the door, how to make it work. I mean, I don't have as much advice how to get in the door because the door changed. I can tell some people, all I know is this, whatever you can do, whether it's music or comedy, that you gotta work hard at it. You use the social media, use all the social media tools that exist. But the main thing, you gotta be good at what you do. It's entertainment, but it's an art form. And get work at it.
Are there any other projects that you would want to do? Like clothing or shoes or, jewelry?
You know, it's funny. The world's changing. It's not enough just to be a singer. Entertainer. They go like, you have a purse or a shoe or a lipstick or a perfume. I'm like, I never really thought about the clothing line because I was never a fashion person per se. I'm more interested in what I do. I like what I do. I like something that pertains to the art. I'm not going to say I'm going to have a Sinbad shirt coming out or a Sinbad shoe. Maybe I'll make up a shoe for people over 50. We've got bad feet. I might do that. I'm talking about a shoe that the little toe can come out, a little flap. Get the little toe to come out and get some air.
Well, that's a unique, needed object and material that I've never heard someone think of.
That's right. It's needed.
Well, besides working with great actors and actresses like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Phil Hartman, and one of my favorite movies was First Kid, who are some actors and actresses that you would like to work with now?
Man, there's so many I would like to work with. You know, there's still some old school cats. I mean, I would love to do some with Denzel, Gabrielle Union. I'd like to work with Paula Patton. I'd like to work with Sandra Bullock because I think she's so funny. I'd like to work with Wesley Snipes. I've always loved Wesley, man. I'd like a good chance to work with him. So that's the cat I still want to work with.
Well, what made you want to do Make Me Wanna Holler from Detroit?
Well, you know what? I'm from Michigan, and the reason I called it Make Me Wanna Holler is there's a lot going on. Detroit is representative of a lot of places happening. I mean, everybody's making this thing about Detroit, the city being bankrupt, and why. If you do not understand Detroit people, understand Michigan, these folks don't give up. These folks ain't running around depressed. These are hardworking people. If you were to pull up in Detroit right now, you'd be like, wait a minute. Yeah, you're going to see some buildings that's messed up. A lot of the city that's messed up. But a lot of the city that's still alive. I think right now, Detroit has a chance at rebirth. They had a chance of becoming a great city, an even greater city than what it is right now. So I'm more wanting to go back home to celebrate more what's positive than more than what's negative about what's happening in Detroit. I'm Midwest. I'm from Big Harbor, Michigan. The factories that never closed. Remember, the car factories, the things that never closed. These cities were like thriving, great cities. People moved from the South and come up to Detroit and populate and live. And right now, a lot of those factories move and change, and they're trying to find the new way to go. And as long as they got that waterfront and that water, there's a way to make money.
So what made you want to do a one-night-only stand-up?
You know, that wasn't me. That was actually, it's a company called Fathom Events. When you watch, when you go to the movie theater, you see all the previews before the movie starts. Most of those previews are done by Fathom Events. And I guess what I've heard is they're starting a new thing. I'm the first in this series. There's another one after me where they're doing these one-night-only stand-ups with different comedians doing one-night-only. And I'm the first one. So they came to us about it. So for me, it was exciting. And then after One Night Only, then we go back here to regular outlets like Comedy Central and downloads and DVDs.
Well, I know you've been doing stand-ups and you are still doing work everywhere in the United States and all over. But sometimes people don't know that and they ask you, where have you been?
Well, you know, I always like people say, where you been? And when I did my last special, I said, where you been? I did almost as tongue-in-cheek because I'd be in the airport. I just be leaving the city and sold out show. He said, Sam, where you been? I said, man, where I've been? I've been in the city doing the show. My thing was, where you been? And I think people were so used to see me on TV. People were so used to see me in the movies. When they no longer saw me on TV or in the movies, they just thought I left the business. But my diehard fans, you know, every week, I was somewhere in America or the world doing stand-up. I didn't choose to leave TV or movies. It's just like, it goes through cycles. And for some reason, I just guess they thought we're done with Sinbad, but I'm not done with them.
When you talk about people always seeing you on TV and stuff like that, do you ever think about doing sitcoms or TV shows?
I think sitcoms are hard now. Think about sitcoms back in the day. You know, you would write a show and people would see, like you could write a crazy uncle or all these funny characters. But think about it. You got reality shows now. The crazy uncle is really on TV. You can't beat Funny Boo Boo Child. Or Duck Dynasty people, they got these real folks on TV. So I'm looking more like a hybrid, like a dramedy. We got comedy and drama together. I don't think the traditional sitcom works anymore. You can't beat people acting stupid for free.
You said it right. Acting stupid for free and making a lot of money doing it.
They're making a grip.
So tell everyone, all your fans, where they can go to follow you. I guess Instagram, Facebook, Twitter page.
My main thing is Twitter because, you know what, Facebook, I wasn't a big Facebook fan. I was on when I first got started, but I didn't like some of the business of Facebook. I didn't like how you couldn't delete your Facebook page and they started stealing more and more stuff on your page and your page wasn't private. I said, this is insane. And plus, you know what, you almost don't have a life. You're so busy checking your Facebook page or putting your Instagram up that you forget who you are. So you can catch my Instagram. But my main thing is Twitter, Sinbad Bad. If you catch me on Twitter, it's Sinbad Bad. And we're putting up another web page called The Real Sinbad. I'm redoing it because I want to revamp it and make it more how I want to communicate. And on this, doing Sinbad Bad, you'll find it. Also, with going on with the Make Me Want to Holler, you can go to fathomevents.com and do a search on Sinbad. You'll find all the information.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk with me about your new show hitting theaters, Making Me Want to Holler, and it's going to be August 22nd, so you guys look out for that and go to fathomevents.com. Ain't that right, Sinbad?
Yeah, go to fathomevents.com, look under Sinbad, August 22nd. Going to be happening.
Well, guys, you've heard it first. It's the legendary Sinbad coming back in theaters, so go out and get your laugh on August 22nd.